Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your goodness, your wonders, and your power in our life. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us since last week when we had this program last. Thank you, God, for our testimonies. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our life. Thank you because, Lord, you never allow evil to prevail over our lives. Lord, we thank you, God, for giving us grace to march forward despite opposition and obstruction. Lord, we give you glory because, Lord, you are in control. Blessed be your name, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have come again this morning. Father, we are asking, O God, that you will speak to us. Father, we pray that, Lord, through this word we are hearing this morning, you will transform our life. And Lord, we pray that, Father, you will make us the type of people you want us to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your word produce signs and wonders in our life. Help us to live by your word. Lord, we commit everything to your hands. Have your way. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity that God has given to us once again to share the engrafted word of God with all of us there. And I'm sure that we meet you well. Thank God for today. Thank God because, you know, God is so merciful to us. And thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Can you help me to call somebody that this program is now on this channel? And it is time that God wants to bless us together. May that be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, by the grace of God, we shall be sharing together on walking in integrity and good conscience. Walking in integrity and good conscience. Last week, we were talking on walking in love. But today, we shall be talking on walking in integrity and good conscience. You see, the Bible has much to say about, you know, integrity. Integrity means to be honest and living a blameless life. You know, walking to be honest, you know, and living a blameless life. You know, integrity that we are going to share today speaks of sincerity, loyalty, obedience, character, and maintaining consistency under prayers. And these qualities are prerequisite for Christian leadership. Now, let's look in the scripture this morning. Let's look at my Bible. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 12. Let's read from verse 1 to 5. 1 Samuel 12, 1 to 5.
And Samuel said unto all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice in all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you, and I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. Behold, here I am, witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes therewith? And I will restore it to you. And he said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, The Lord is witness against you, and is anointed his witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He is witness.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you see the comment of a leader? I wonder, you know, how many leaders can say that as they have welfare speech, you know? You know, can you see how Samuel was talking there? He said, Now I am old, you know, and gray-headed, you know? And he was talking to him, he says, Behold, in verse 3, here am I witnessing against me before the Lord. He said, Whose oath have I taken? Or whose ax have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes? Wherewith? He said, I will restore it. Hi. Now, can you see a leader who was so sincere with integrity? You know, that is one thing that, you know, is corrupting leadership in our land today. Because leaders can't give account of themselves even during the office or after the office. And this should not be, you know, this is not a good thing at all. But you understand that you as a Christian also must be ready to give account of yourself. You must be able to walk in integrity before men and before God. Now, I love the comment of Samuel, not because he was rendering his last speech, his welfare speech. A man of integrity. He said, I've never taken bread from anybody. I've never taken your animals. No, he was talking with boldness. People of integrity, they are bold people, when they speak. And don't forget that everyone will give account before God, one day or the other. So, what am I saying this morning? Number one thing that integrity, many a times, is taking a stand against sin. When you refuse to lay hands on sin, so integrity is, taking a stand against sin. A person of integrity seek to follow the Lord's will in everything. When you see you are from integrity, then your primary objective is to follow the Lord's will in everything. God is a shield to those who walk in integrity. When you take your stand with the will of God, God also will shield you. Let's read Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2 in verse 7. Proverbs 2 verse 7.
He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly.
He is a buckler to them that walk in integrity. Can you see that? So when you take a stand that you want to walk in integrity today, you are taking a good stand. People will tell you, is it possible in this type of nation we are? Can somebody be full of integrity? Yes. Because, the darker the cloud, the brighter the light. The darker the cloud, the better the light. You can single out yourself and say, in my family, in my church, where I work, I want to work with integrity. God will support you. God will back you up. The same way God backed, Samuel, he will also back you up. So, integrity, as I said, is the quality of being honest, and fair. Quality of being honest and fair. So, integrity is a state of being complete or whole. Can you see? Integrity is adherence to a code of moral value. When you adhere to the code of moral value, this is God's self to work, and I'm determined to walk that way. This is what the word of God is saying, and so I am determined to walk that way. That's integrity. Integrity is not corruptible. Not corrupt. Integrity means, my words and action line up with the word of God. Can you see that? I line it up, I match up the word of God. So I am whom I say I am. That is integrity. If I claim to be a Christian, it is my hope that you will see that evidence in my life. If they say you're a Christian, then they should see that evidence in your life. Whether you're in the church, or at home, or at work, or with your friends, among unbelievers, or family, people will see that in you. Can you see that? So, having integrity means that if I claim to belong to Christ, then that is how you will see me live. If I say I belong to Christ, I will live in Christ. Are you following me now? So if you say you are a Christian and you are not living, as Christ lives, then you are not walking in integrity. If you say you are a Christian, you are not walking, or you don't love the way Jesus Christ loves, then you are not a Christian. Are you following me now? So, integrity is here, even though I may not be perfect, but you know what now? I want to walk and to love God as Jesus loved me. That is integrity. So you too can take that stand today. I want to live a perfect life. I want to take a step like Jesus. And God will back you up in the name of Jesus Christ. So integrity is taking a stand against sin. Also, integrity means changing a behavior done in private because it is not pleasing, with the way God instructs us to live. Do you understand that? When you change a behavior that you do in the private, that people don't even know, thing you do in the secret, because it is, this thing is not pleasing, or with the way that God instructs us to live. That is integrity. So which area of your life this morning you need to correct? Which way are you walking that you say, this way I need to stop it? And God will give you that grace not to come out of that mess in the name of Jesus Christ. Integrity means saying sorry for how I've treated someone. A man who cannot say sorry to his wife is a sorry case. Because you are full of ego, No, you know, because you are not perfect, you can offend your spouse, and integrity means to say, I am sorry. Now, when you say, I'm sorry, can I reduce you? It cannot reduce you. Excuse me. Why can't you follow biblical pattern? When you know you are wrong, you are still arguing. You are still you are defending your error. You are defending sin. For how long will this continue in our life? Listen now. So, integrity means you say sorry. Eh? That is integrity. Now, I will see you after this timeout in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome back to this wonderful sharing this morning in the name of Jesus. We are sharing together on walking in integrity and good conscience. Now let's continue. The next thing we can think now is, how can I live in integrity? I will just give you three straight points because of time this morning. You know, how can I live with integrity? Number one way to live with integrity is by speaking the truth in every situation. You need to determine to speak the truth. Nothing but the truth. You must be ready to speak the truth. You know, no matter whose us is God, you must be ready to speak the truth. You know, and I will give you some scripture later on. Number two way to live with integrity is by living in line with the scriptures. When you live in line with the word of God, you know, help me to read Psalm 119, verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 1. That's the longest psalm in the Bible.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord.
Those who walk in the law of the Lord. Can you see now? So, they are people of integrity. Then number three thing, how can I live with integrity? Is by keeping a blameless conscience before God. Amen. When you keep a blameless conscience, when you live blamelessly before God and man. Just like, probably like Job, what a wonderful life. A blameless life. People will say, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. You must determine that I want to walk a blameless life. And it shall be so unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me also share with you three characteristics of a man of integrity. Three things about them. Number one is that a person of integrity behaves wisely and sincerely. Look at Psalm 101. You know, a person of integrity behaves wisely and sincerely. Psalm 101, verse 2. Yes.
I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
Wow. Let's read again.
I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
I will behave myself wisely. No wonder David behaved himself wisely before Saul, in the house of Saul. You know, that was how he gained integrity. You know, he behaved wisely. He walked wisely. Bible says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. When thou will come unto me, say, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. A perfect heart is a heart of integrity. Now, what can you say? In my marriage, I will walk with a perfect heart. You know, in my office, I will walk with a perfect heart. In the church, I will walk with a perfect heart. So, number one characteristic of a man of integrity is that he behaves himself wisely and sincerely. Number two character of a man of integrity is that a person of integrity values honesty. He put value on honesty. Let's see, that's Psalm 101 verse 6. Yes.
My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me.
Wow. So, you know, you must value honesty. Bible says, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. Who are the faithful of the land? Those who are walking with integrity. So if you want the eyes of God to be upon you, then walk in integrity. That is one of the benefits of people that, you know, that walk in integrity. The eyes of God will be upon them. You know, he said, he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. If you can't walk in integrity, you can't serve God. It takes integrity, you know, to serve him. So, you can now see there that a person with integrity values honesty. Number three, character of a man of integrity. A man of integrity protects their eyes. How? Does it mean they wear goggles? No. They wear shade? No. They protect their eyes from sin. Now, let's the same that Psalm 101. Let's read verse 3. Yes.
I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me.
It won't cleave to me. I won't be part of it. I won't meditate upon it. He said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Huh? You know, it means that, you see, because of integrity, what I look at, I watch it. I don't watch everything. I don't look at everything. Like Job said in Job 31 verse 1, he said, you know, I have made covenant with my eyes that I will not look, use my eyes to look at a woman lustfully. You too can make that today as integrity. So, you know what he's saying? He said, I will not watch. Do you know that, you know, there are some programs even on TV that you should not watch? There are some pornographic. You need to stop the children from watching if you want them to walk in integrity. There are some things. Let's see Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 15. Let's borrow something from there. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15.
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Yes, walk not as fool, as wise. So there are some things you put off. There are some things you don't meditate upon. You know, what a wonderful word this morning. If you want to walk integrity, you can start now. I'm telling you that heaven will back you. Because there are some examples in the Bible. Four excellent examples of integrity in the Bible. Number one was Job. Job was a man of integrity. Let's see Job chapter 1, verse 1. Yes.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Wow. I love the credentials of Job. The CV of Job is superb. Now, Job never cursed God despite what he went through. You know, he did not give in to sin. No. Job did not turn his back to God. He never lost faith in God. He was a great man of integrity. Number two class of people that work with integrity in the Bible was in Exodus chapter 1, verse 17. Exodus chapter 1, verse 17.
But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive.
Even though the king told them that you kill all the men children. Why? Because of they want to eliminate Moses. They are looking for Moses. But you know what? The anointing of God kept Moses. So anyone that is looking for you to destroy you, the grace of God will keep you. The grace of God will separate you from them. So, you know, fear of God more than that of the king. The midwife, they fear God. So, a man of integrity fear God more than men. Fear God more than Pharaoh. Can you see now? And so, they went through the risk. They took the risk because, you know why they took the risk? To spare the male children because of integrity. Also, when you look at Daniel chapter 3, verse 11, you see another class of men of integrity there. You know, Daniel chapter 3, verse 11. Daniel 3, 11, yes.
And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
Can you see? And those men that not bow down, they are Shadrach, Meshach, and what? Abednego. They refuse to commit idolatry. Can you see now? They refuse. Look at, help me to read that 16 to 18. Daniel 3, 16 to 18, yes.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Wow, I love this man. When we get to heaven, I would like to see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I would like to shake their hands for their boldness. They are very bold. So, you know, it shows that men of integrity are so bold. They take their stand. This is what I want to do. I can't enter to sin. No. I can't enter to fornication. I can't enter to a bribery. I can't enter to this rough thing. I cannot. Do you understand that? So even though they enter fiery burners without hesitation, but God back them up. I've told you according to Proverbs 2:7 that God will back up people with integrity. No wonder God back up, you know, Daniel himself. When they threw him inside, you know, the lion's den, you know, God back him up. You know the reason? Because of integrity. You know? Ah. You know, they have preferred to die than to worship other God apart from Yahweh. You know, they have construed their life that it's only God they will serve. I love them. Then the last person I will show you this morning, a man that walked under integrity, was Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus Christ. The stepfather to Jesus Christ. You know, let's read Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. Yes, Matthew 1, 19.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily.
Can you see, you know, Joseph, you know, the stepfather of Jesus, do you know that Joseph did as the angel said to him, and marry Mary? You know the reason? Because of integrity. Now, who can do that? You know, Joseph was so faithful to God and to Mary. Because if he made the public disgrace of Mary, then it means that Mary will be stoned to death. That is the law of Moses. You want us to read it? Let's read Leviticus 20, verse 10. You will see if Joseph has made an open show of Mary, see what will happen to Mary. Leviticus 20, 10. Yes.
And the man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
Wow. Now, you see, this is integrity because, you know, he heard from God and he believed God. He wanted to put him up privately in a private way that people would not notice. But you know what now? The angels came to him and told him and warned him and he abided. Excuse me, if God is talking to you, will you obey him? If God is giving instruction, will you obey him? To obey God shows that you are a woman of integrity. To obey the word of God shows that you are a man or a woman of integrity. There are many examples of integrity in the Bible. You know, I've shown you that of Job. You know, let's read Job 1:8 again because I love Job so much. You know, it's an ancient book, but I love the display of character of Job. Job chapter 1, verse 8.
And the Lord said unto Satan, as thou consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil.
Wow. Everybody is looking unto God. You know, but God is looking unto Job. See, what does God say about Job? Everybody is looking unto God. Ah, God, you are great. God, you are perfect. God, you are wonderful. But now, let's read again. Job 1:8 again. Yes.
And the Lord said unto Satan, as thou consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil.
A man that is perfect. Under Old Testament, God said a man was perfect. And you are under Peter Covenant, you are not perfect. You know, everybody is looking unto God, but God was looking unto Job. And God was telling Satan, Satan, look, oh, there is one man in this world. I'm so bold, I can stand for that person. I can vouch for him. And God was speaking on behalf of Job. Can God speak about you like this? Are you full of integrity that God can also back you up? Say, I know that man. I know that woman is really an honest woman. She is really a faithful man. Can God say that about you? You know, look at the one we read about Samuel in 1 Samuel 12. You know, Samuel said, is there anybody I have defrauded? Is there anybody I have cheated? As your leader, let him say it now. I will pay it back in fourfold. See leaders, see quality of good leaders, integrity. Now, do we have such leaders again in our nation Nigeria? Do we? Hallelujah. Now let's read Daniel chapter 6, verse number 4. Daniel 6, verse 4. Yes.
Then the president and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him.
They look for a level of accusation against Daniel. But they couldn't see. Why? Because of integrity. When you walk in integrity, you'll be blameless. One thing that will make you to be blameless in this work is to walk in integrity. And to walk in integrity, as I've told you, it means you walk in line with the word of God. Can you imagine? So they look for it. They are attacking a man of integrity. Daniel was full of integrity. And you know what now? They did everything. God back him up. According to Proverbs chapter 2, God will back you up. Stand, you know, for God. You know, live by the word of God. Eh? Live. I was sharing with some people yesterday in the church. I said, you must live, you know, for something. What are you living for? Let people know you, that you are living for Christ. So, live for integrity. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a man in the Bible, you know, in the book of Matthew 23, he couldn't live for God. He lived for flesh. He lived for money. They call his name Judas Iscariot. He controlled no integrity. And because of small money, he sold his master Jesus. The man that fed him for around 3 years, he sold him out. Because of money. Now, look at the issue of money today in Nigeria. See, because of money, see what is happening. Because of money in our nation, people lost their integrity. But you will not lose your own in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be waiting for your reaction to this word. And I will also be looking forward to see you in church tomorrow. And I know that God will bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us your attention. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.